Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph of Meseches Avodah Zara. We are at Mistamich Va'azil. The first words on the line are Mistamich Va'azil, about 5 lines into the page. So the Mishnah had said that Rebbe and his Beis Din were Matir the Shemen. So the Gemara goes on to discuss that heter. What exactly happened that caused them to be Matir the Shemen? Meaning Shemen Akum used to be Aser, and then Rebbe and Beis Dino came along and they said that it's Mutter. So Mistamich Va'azil, Rebbe Yehuda Nesia Kasvei, did Rebbe Simlai Shammai, that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was leaning on and being supported by the shoulders of Rabbi Simlai, who was his shamish. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said, Simlai, lo yisa emesh bebeis hamedrash, k'sheitarnu es hashemen. You missed the big day in the beis hamedrash yesterday. Yesterday was the day that we were matir the oil. Amalos, Rabbi Simlai said to Rabbi Yehuda, b'yameinu tatir afes hapas. We should be privileged to see in our days that we're matir even bread as well. Amalos, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Simlai, im came, if you Matir the bread as well. Korlan Beis Din Asharia. We can't do that because then they're going to call us a Beis Din of Matirim. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehozer Ishtreda. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehozer Ishtreda was made 3 things. One of them is Al Ayil Kamsa, a certain type of grasshopper that looks like a ram. Dichan, that it is Tahar and you're allowed to eat it, that it's a kosher grasshopper. The second din, Val Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. Dichan, that the blood of Karbanos and the water that you rinse them with, that you rinse the karbanos with, are tahar, meaning that they were never gozer to mashkin on such liquids. And the third din, valdikra of lemisa misaev, that someone who touches a dead body that is tamei, the karulei Yosef Sharia, and they called Yosef ben Yoezer the big matir, the big mekil, because of these heterim. So a person who says heterim that other people think should have been aser is going to get a reputation as a big makil. So he says, we can't go as a Beis Din after we were Matir Shemen and be Matir Pas as well, because if we do that, we're going to be known as a Beis Din Sharia, so we're not interested in that. Amalei, so Rabbi Simlai said to Rabbi, Hasam Shara Tlas, Umar Shara Chada. Now Rabbi Yosef was Matir 3 things, so it could be that that's why they called him a big Matir. You're only Matir one thing so far. So Vishari Mar Chada Achriti Akati Tartinu Davyan. So you still have one more. You still have one more that you can get by with to be matir without anyone criticizing you. So Amalei, Anasharei Achriti. So Rabbi says to Rabbi Simlai, oh, you're forgetting. There was something else that I was matir aside from the Shemen. And if I'm matir pas, it's going to turn out that it will actually be a third heter. Maihi, what was this extra thing that he was matir? Ditnan, it says in the Mishnah Gittin, someone who gives a get to his wife and says to her, Zegi Teichim Labasimi Kan Ad Shnemasar Chodesh, that this should be your get if you don't come back within 12 months, if I don't come back within 12 months, and then he dies within the 12 months, so he ain't coming back, ain't no get. The get is not going to be chal, because the time that the get is meant to be chal is at the end of those 12 months. But there's a thing about dead people. Dead people can't get divorced. So if the get is only supposed to take effect after he's dead, we apply the principle of ain get la'achar misa. So if he dies at that stage, he's not allowed to marry someone else, and she's not going to be allowed to marry someone else without yibum or chalitza. V'taniya lov rabosenu hitiru alinasei. But we know that Rabbi Seinu were more mekel. They allowed her to get married without Yibum and Chalitza. They say that the get was Chal. V'amrin and man Rabbi Seinu. And they said, who are these Rabbi Seinu? I'm Rabbi Dimashmol Beis Din HaDishor Mishcha. It's the same Beis Din that was Matir the oil. So Savi the Krabiosi Damar Zman HaShashtar Mochiach Lav. And their Svara in being mekel and allowing the woman to get married is because they hold like Rabbi Yossi that the date on the Shtar determines when the Shtar is going to be Chal. So since the date on the Shtar is at the beginning of the 12 months, that's when the get is actually chal. Vamar Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Hora V'lo Hodu Lo Kol Shaito V'Armila Kol Siato. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi used to paskin that the woman is allowed to get married, but the other Chachamim didn't agree with him either Kol Shaito, as long as he lived, or Kol Siato, that all of the other Chachamim didn't agree with him. So bottom line is that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was already Matir 2 things. So he was afraid that if he'd be Matir a third, he'd be known as a Beis Din Sharia, just like Yossi ben Yoezer was. So I guess that's the main point. The reason Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who was refused to be Matir Pas Akum, was because he was already Matir Shemen Akum, and a woman to get remarried based on the get being chal at the zman of the that's written in the get. So he didn't want to be known as a Beidina Sharia like Yossi ben Yoezer was. So the Gemara explains the details of the Maisa that Rabbi Donasia was matir this woman to get married. Amrlei, Rabbi Elazar lehu Saba. So he said to a certain Zakein who was there when Rabbi Yuda was matir to get married, Kishrisua la altar Shurisua, Dulo Asi, Odilma lachashem asachodesh ta'ikaim le'tanai. Meaning, what happened? The guy gave a get to his wife and said, if I don't come back within 12 months, then this should be a good get. So Rabbi Yudin Asiyah had this great chiddush that when's the get chal? Today, not 12 months from now. But then the guy dies 6 months later. So yes, Rabbi Yudin Asiyah says she's allowed to get remarried because the get is actually chal. But when do we let her get remarried? Do we let her get remarried the second he dies because now we know with certainty he's not coming back? Or do we say, no, you have to wait till he actually doesn't come back? Meaning what makes the get chal is his lack of return. And his lack of returning in 12 months is only actualized when 12 months are up. So that's the shayla they wanted to know. So the Sohu Saba asked Rabbi Elazar, "V'tibay lachamas nisen? Why don't you could have asked the same kasha on the Mishnah itself. It's not because the Mishnah says in Gitnai and Vav, a guy gives a get to his wife and he says to her, Hareze Gitech Meachshav, Im Lo Basi Mikan Yashim Asar Chodesh. This get should be chal, and in this case, he's very specific. Should be chal from right now, from today, if I don't come back within 12 months. Umeis Betok Shem Asar Chodesh, have a get, and then he dies within 12 months. Then everyone agrees that that's a valid get. Viti Bailach, so you should have asked the kasha right there. Lialter Avigita, the Haloasa, Odil. Is it a get right away? Because right away he has not, he will not come, or do you have to wait till the actual tanai is fulfilled in 12 months come and go and he hasn't returned? Says Gemara, yeah, he could have asked that same kasha on the Mishnah, but since he was there when the conversation was going on relating to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, so he asked it on Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. But the same kasha could have been asked on the Mishnah. So main point number two, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya asking that a guy who gives a get to his wife, if he doesn't return the Achashem Asar Chodesh, and he dies in the interim, that the get's going to be valid, and the Gemara is unsure whether the wife is allowed to get remarried immediately, or does she need to wait till the 12 months are in fact over. Now the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas about the tanai that's written in the get. Am Rabbi Hakol Modim, both the chachamim who of the Mishnah, who hold that someone gives a get with a tanai that if he doesn't come back within 12 months and then he dies, that the get is not chal because he's dead by the time the get is supposed to have been chal, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who holds that the get is chal because manushal shar mochiach lav, they both agree l'keshateitze chama min artika l'chinafka ka'amar, that if he were to write in the get that if he gives a get at night and he says that this get should be chal l'keshateitze chama min artika, when the sun comes out of its protective covering and provides light, she should be megureshes. So then l'chinafka ka'amar lav, what he means to say is when the sun actually comes out, they're divorced. He certainly does not mean that the get should be chal now, retroactively to the middle of the night. And therefore, if he dies during the night, get le'achar misahu, the get cannot be chal because it would be a get after his death. But if he says al menas shetetze chama min artika, here's your get right now on the condition that the sun rises tomorrow, me'achshav kamala, everyone agrees he clearly wants the get to be chal in the middle of the night, and therefore v'chimayis belayla havadei tana havi, if he dies in the middle of the night, that is certainly considered a tanai, the get mechayim hu, and therefore the get is a valid get because it was given while he was alive. Anyone who says almanas, it's as if he said me'achshav, as if he said it should be retroactive to right now. So what's the case that they argue on? The only machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is if he says it so vaguely, he makes the tanai im teitzei, not when it comes out, not al menas shetetzei, But im teitzei, Rabbi Danasi savor l'Rabbi Yosi d'mazman shloshtam uchiyach lev. Rabbi Danasi says, well, when you have such a vague lashon, you just look at the date and you say the date is going to be the determinant. V'havale kimei yom im mati, and therefore we view it as if he said, let the get bichal now if I die, kimei achshav im mati, or as if he said, let it bichal right now, from right now if I die. V'rabbanan lasluhu d'Rabbi Yosi, and the Rabbanan don't hold like Rabbi Yosi that you look at the date of the shtar. V'havale kizagite. Im mati greda, and it's as if he said this should be your get if I die alone, and meaning as if that's all he wrote, and therefore the get is not going to be chal retroactively. The get's only going to be chal liachamisa. So main point number three, I guess it is. Everyone agrees that if he says me'achshav, the get is chal lemafreya. Everyone agree, meaning if he says almanas rather, that the get is going to be chal lemafreya. Everyone agrees that if he says likisha, that when it should happen, that the get's not going to be chal l'mafreya. The whole machlokas is if he says im, if he says if. That's a machlokas, whether he means retroactively or he means in the future. So it says more further now. Gufa. The Mishnah spoke about the following. Hey, Yosi ben Yosef Yisheda, alayel kamsa dechan, val mashka beimet b'chayi dechan, v'al dikrav l'misa mesoi, v'korle Yosef Sharia. Because he had these three big kulas, they called him Yosef Sharia. Yosi ben Yosef was called the big mekel. So it says more, my ayel kamsa, what is this this grasshopper that the Tanaim argue about, whether it was kosher or not, that Rabbi Yosef ben Yosef had to be made, that it's tahar. So Rav Papa Amar Shushiva, it's a certain type of grasshopper with a very long head. Rav Chia Barami, Mishmedu Ula Amar Suspil, it's a certain type of grasshopper that did not have a very long head, and its wings did not cover the majority of its body in a way that's evident, that's clearly evident. It was, you had to measure to see that the wings were covering the majority of the body, which is a cement of a grasshopper. So it wasn't evident, it was something that had to be measured. Rav Papa Amar Shushiva, that it's actually a Shushiva, for Kamiflgi Berosho Aruch. And they're arguing, meaning Rav Papa, now we're explaining both opinions. Rav Papa, who said that it's a Shushiva, so what's the machlokas, whether it's kosher or not? Machlokas was, what happens when a grasshopper has a long head? Mar Savar, the Rabbanan hold Rosho Aruch Aser, that it's going to be Aser, not kosher. Umar Savar, and Yossi Ben Yosef held Rosho Aruch Mutter. Rav Chibar Amish made Ula Amar Suspil. He's the one that said that it's a Suspil Berosho Aruch if it had a long head. Kuliyam Lepligi Dasir. Everyone would hold that it's Asir. V'hacha B'knaf of Chofen Esruba Al Yideyat Chak Kamiflgi. But over here, what was unique about this case, where this grasshopper, is that the wings covered the majority of its body, but only Al Yideyat Chak. It really had to be measured. It wasn't so obvious. Mar Sava Ruba Kaldu B'inan. Yosef Ben Yosef says, yeah, but that's all you need. A simintara is its wings cover the majority of its body. Mar Sava Ruba the Whereas the Chacham hold, the Rabban hold, no, it needs to be a recognizable robe, whether the wings cover its entire body. So, main point number, I think it's four, the machlokas about the kosher grasshopper is either a machlokas about the kashrus of a grasshopper with a long head, or a machlokas about how clear it has to be that the wings cover the entire body. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up from the Almashka Beimit B'chayadachan at the two dots.